This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Roshan and Noel. 7:47 a.m, Monday the 21st of September. And we are just 1 week away, or less than that now, from the Sabah state elections. The campaigning certainly has heated up. 73 seats are being contested by nearly 450 candidates, making it an average of 6 contestants to a seat.
Parti Cinta Sabah, a locally headed party, headed by the former minister, Dato' Sri.
Former
Foreign Minister Dato' Sri Anefa Anaman is fielding a candidate in every seat. That's 73 candidates from his part, with Parti Warisan Sabah coming in with the next largest candidate list at 53.
Now, issues of race, politics, illegal migrants, as well as Sabah's persistently high levels of poverty have all resurfaced during this campaign period. So to give us some insight, we turn to a familiar name who also happens to be a Sabahan himself, Dr. Oh Isan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Isan, thank you so much for joining us. Now, 1 week into this campaign period for the state elections, what are the major themes which you've seen emerge from the political fracas so far?
Well, it's the same old series of themes, actually. Number one, for example, federal-state relations, the yearning for the return of Sabah's rights and privileges under the Malaysia Agreement 1963. And, associated with that is, of course, all these developmental needs in Sabah, the lack of infrastructure, lady student would have to climb up to the trees to get internet connection and so on. But of course, all these issues, sometimes they would have local flavors, right? Like, for example, in KK or Kota Kinabalu recently, there are bouts of floodings and then sometimes blackouts and so on. So who should be responsible for that? And of course, because this state election was triggered by a lot of frogging, remember? So, whether we would elect representatives with integrities and so on. So all this becomes, the main themes during the campaign period. Yeah.
It's interesting, BN is fielding more younger candidates. Perhaps it's trendy to do so now. But will it succeed in attracting the youth vote?
Well, I think to a certain extent it would, because as you also know, there are some, shall we say, same old tired faces who are former ministers, both at the federal and state levels. They are coming out again to run, saying they can still serve and so on. And there are voters who question that and think that we should indeed have a new generation of politicians. So this fielding of younger candidates from both sides of the political divide would indeed hopefully help in garnering more younger voters' liking for those parties. Yeah.
Now, Isan, some seats are seeing friendly fights between allied parties. Now, will the coalitions here be able to survive this division that we're seeing, or is this going to very obviously work against them?
Well, you see, most of these multi-corner fights in those seats contested by the PNB and the coalition, I think primarily it's because there's this power struggle, number one, between UMNO and Bersatu, and number two, among the various, shall we say, Kedazan Dusun Murud-based parties in Sabah. So especially in the latter case, they are fielding candidates against each other. So this will, of course, detract from the votes gotten by, for example, the BNPN side. But of course, in this so-called KDM seats, Kedazan Dusun Murud seats, Warisan side, APCO side, they are also facing uphill struggles. So this sort of vote splitting on the PNBN side versus the uphill struggles on the Warisan Plus side, I think they will in the end sort of cancel each other out, and therefore it is still a major confrontation between the two major camps. Yeah.
Shafi Abdal is aiming for Warisan to win 2/3 of the seats contested. Is this realistic?
I think, of course, they would have to focus on winning the state election with a simple majority first. anything more is, shall we say, a luxury. I mean, it's not impossible, but I think what he had in mind was to use this two-third majority to prevent or to forestall, again, all these frogging exercises that we saw in late July. You know, looking at Sabah, I mean, at that time he was, Warisan was having also a two-third majority, but that did not stop the frogging exercise. So until such time when we have a so-called anti-hopping law and so on, it will be very difficult to prevent such frogging. Yeah.
So, Ethan, very quickly, what are some of the seats that you are going to be keeping an eye out for as we head into the polls on Saturday?
Well, mainly those seats contested by the let's say, the president or major figures in political parties. Anifa Aman's Bongawan, for example, Saleh Saikirak's Usukan, and then Pandika Amin's Tong Kaket Inanam, and so on. So, because, well, if they are re-elected, they are likely to be the major political figures in the Sabah political landscape once again. Yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Ethan. That was Dr. Oh Ethan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, giving us some insight into the Sabah state elections that are coming up this weekend. And so he highlighted a number of the seats being contested by major figures. And I think this is really comes back to the fact that personality politics really hasn't subsided in any way, shape or form here in Malaysia. Anifa Aman, Pandika Amin Wulia, these are all names that Jeffrey Kittingan, who look to be, if they win their seats, once again major players in the Sabah political landscape.
Yeah, I think this elections is meant to be a litmus test of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as Prime Minister. But, you know, having said that, there are still many local issues, right, that Sabah voters are very concerned about.
Yeah, and I think my key takeaway was that we have a term. We have a very clear term for this. What was he call it? Frogging exercise. And whenever you try to sway MPs to one side or another, I think we should use it.
Absolutely. So that's going to be something we're going to be keeping a close watch on as we head closer to the polls this Saturday. But right now we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin. And after that, the Breakfast Grill, where I'll be speaking with Eric Yong, Managing Director of Crest Builders Holdings. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.